You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Shulta Gale.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Hey, welcome to Shulta Gale. Roger at the microphone tonight. And have an interesting set list and a lot of interesting information to pass along about things that are going to happen over the next, I'll call it 45 days. No, actually, between now and the end of the year, there is a lot of live music that is going to happen. And so I'm going to begin with a couple of tunes from artists who are going to be appearing in Colorado soon. So let me get the tunes spinning, and then I'll talk about them afterwards.
Take my hand in yours, and I will lead you out of the storm. Take my hand in yours, and I will lead you out of the storm. I have seen the other side. So take my hand in yours, and I will lead you out of the storm. Take my hand in yours, and I will lead.
to Moscow he went, with all his troops and all his men, their minds were fully bent to take the Russian country. They were fully impolite, but the Russians fought against them and then soon did them destroy. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. In a little while the Russians did attack against Bonaparte and all his men, they fought and drove him back. The action being so hot at right and left and front and rear, oh damn you all, says Bonaparte, I stay no longer here. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Away then went poor Bonaparte as fast as he could run. The poor Frenchman looked on after him, left horses, men and guns, his boxes and his matches, ammunition, wagons too. He left them all behind them, well, what could poor Boney do? Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Away then went poor Bonaparte as fast as he could ride. The poor Frenchman looked on after him, saying, oh, it's very hard to think he'd lead us all up here and leave us to our fate. You'd think he'd stop along with us and help us in our state. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Here's 80,000 men from them they've killed and they have taken, likewise 10,000 horses and 200 bits of cannon. Never more to Leon, Paris or French Flanders their advance, for if I do, I'm sure that they will teach me how to dance. Those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Now it's to conclude and thus to finish off my song. Oh, Boney's men in Russia wish they had a hold of him. The cruelest death they put him to that e'er a man befell. Oh, damn you all, says Bonaparte, damn you all to hell. Those are all like lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Oh, lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run.
So there you had the distinctive sound of the Old Blind Dogs, Warlike Lads of Russia, one of my favorites by them. Before that, a tune, Old Favorite Jig, and the Jeans Reel, played by the Byrne Brothers. And I opened this set with The Storm by Scheer. And all of those are by groups that are going to be appearing at Estes Park next month.
On the deck of Patrick Lynch's boat, I sat in woeful plight. Through my sighing all the weary day and weeping all the night, were it not that full of sorrow from my people forth I go. By the blessed sun, 'tis royally I'd sing thy praise, Mayo. When I dwelt at home in plenty and my gold did much abound, in the company of fair young maids the Spanish ale went round. 'Tis a bitter change from those gay days that now I'm forced to go, and must leave my bones in Santa Cruz, far from my own Mayo. Ooh. They are altered girls in Errol now. 'Tis proud they're grown and high, with their airbags and their topknots, for I pass their buckles by. But it's little now I heed their airs, for God will have it so, that I must depart for foreign lands and leave my sweet Mayo. 'Tis my grief that Patrick Loughlin is not Earl of Errol still, and that Brian Duff no longer rules as Lord upon the hill, and that Colonel Hugh McGrady should be lying dead and low, and I sailing, sailing swiftly from my county of Mayo. On the deck of Patrick Lynch's boat, I sat in woeful plight, through my sighing all the weary day and weeping all the night. Were it not that full of sorrow, from my people forth I go, by the blessed sun, 'tis royally I'd sing thy praise, Mayo. By the blessed sun, 'tis royally I'd sing thy praise, Mayo.
Sheep upon a hill. He laid his pipe and crook aside, and there he slept his fill. He woke up on a river bank on a fine May morning, and there he spied a lady swimming in the clothes that she was born in. So he raised his head from his green bed and he approached the May. Put on your clothes, my dear, he said. Fitter for a lady fair to sew a silken seam than to rise on a fine May morning and swim against the stream. Well, if you'll not touch my mantle and you'll leave my clothes alone, I'll give you all the money, sir, that you can carry home. I'll not touch your mantle and I'll leave your clothes alone, but I'll take you out of the clear water, my dear, my own. Now he's taken her out of the clear water and rolled her in his arms. Put on your clothes, my dear, he said, hide your bounteous charms. He's put her on a milk-white steed and himself upon another, and it's all along the way they rode, like sister and like brother. Turled upon the pin. Ready, stop.
star tells Bookton time is near Majore. And Ocean the furrowed field, returns a dove on Weir. Down by the burr, where Book and Bats with two are hanging clear, Majore. I'll meet thee on the Leering. May in kind at midnight in mirkest glen, I draw the nervy eerie. If through that glen I get to thee,
seeks the glen, but down the burnt steed run through. Give me the arm, oh gloaming grey, it makes my hair say cheerio. Tell me beyond the leering, my ain kind dear.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
So, first six songs tonight are by groups that are going to be appearing at the Long's Peak Scottish-Irish Highland Games. And that will be coming up in September, weekend after Labor Day, the 11th and the 12th. Before that, though, there will be a festival coming up on August 28th at Clancy's Irish Pub in Wheat Ridge, 7000 West 38th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. Lots of live music, dance, pipe bands. Wild Mountain Kesh, a band from Minnesota, I think. They will also be appearing at the Estes Park Festival, along with a lot of local bands. Gobs of Fun, Juice of the Barley, Wicked She-Hogues, The Commoners, Big Patty, a couple of new bands that I'm not familiar with, Banthan House and Bleedin' Green, Rosin the Bow of Ornin, Loheed, Wick School of Irish Dance, Celtic Steps, Queen City Pipe Band. So coming up, I think it starts at 11 and goes till like 10 or 11, Saturday the 28th, Clancy's Irish Pub, 7000 West 38th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. And then, let's see, what else have we got? We've got the Spanish Peaks Festival in La Vida coming up. Kevin Burke, John Doyle, Patsy O'Brien, and a lot of members of Lunasa take down the door. So there will be workshops, sessions, a lot of music, live music for those of you who've been jonesing for live music. Scary Vor is coming back to Colorado. They will be in Denver at the Soil Dove on September 21st. Fort Collins on the 22nd, and in Colorado Springs on the 23rd. High Kings, presented by KGNU at the Boulder Theater, October 19th. And if you are interested in pipe bands, the Michael Collins Pipe Band is going to be rehearsing at Bethany Lutheran Church on East Hamden, near Hamden and Colorado Boulevard. Getting in shape for their competition, they will be competing at the Estes Park Festival, and they will also be playing in a Irish event that's going to take place in Leadville on the 26th of September. It's called St. Practice Day, in anticipation of St. Patrick's Day. Lots of interesting things going on there, including the Irish Network Colorado will have a presentation with information on the memorial that is being built in Leadville in honor of Irish miners who are buried in unmarked graves in the Evergreen Cemetery in Leadville. So go online and look for the Long's Peak Scottish Irish Festival, Spanish Peaks Festival, Clancy's Irish Pub, High Kings, Scary Vor. Oh, and then Wee Banjo 3, terrific, terrific four-piece group. Two pairs of brothers. They will be appearing in Lone Tree, at the Lone Tree Art Center on December the 1st. So get your calendars out and make note of all of the great acts that are coming to Colorado. Finally, get your Jones for live Celtic music taken care of. All right. I'm going to pick back up now with some additional tunes from artists who are going to be appearing at Estes Park.
Another round for us as we're drinking with the boys, remembering those days and playing with your toys. Another swig for courage as you're chasing down your fry, for talking to the girl you staring at.
The final woman, what did I have? This proud old woman did say, I had four green fields, each one was a jewel, but strange. Right to take them from me. I had fine, strong sons. They fought to save my jewels. They fought and they died. And that was my grief, said she. Long time ago, said the fine old woman. Long time ago, this proud old woman did say there was war and death, plundering and pillage. My children starved by mountain, valley, and sea, and their wailing cries, they shook the very heavens. My poor green fields ran red with their blood, said she. Said the fine old woman, what have I now? This proud old woman did say, I have four green fields, one of them's in bondage, in strange. Again, said she.
Ocean.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
So you just heard Carrick Fergus by Celtica. And before that, Four Green Fields by the Sligo Rags. And then I opened that set with a tune called What's Your Whiskey For? By the Commoners, Fort Collins-based group that will also be appearing at Clancy's and in Estes Park. Really great to see a local band get featured at the Longspeak Scottish-Irish Festival. For so long, it has just been international bands, so nice to have a couple of local bands, Gobs of Fun and the Commoners, appearing in Estes Park. Hey, I had a listener call in and ask for information about the albums that the music I've been playing tonight are from. So quickly, let me go through all of that. The opening tune I played was The Storm by Shear, S-Y-R, from their 2017 album, The Winter King. The second tune was by the Byrne Brothers, B-Y-R-N-E, off their 2017 album called Family Tree. And the title of the track was Old Favorite Jig and the Jeans Reel. The Old Blind Dogs tune, Warlike Lads of Russia, is from their album, Room with a View. And then I followed that with a Seamus Kennedy tune called The County of Mayo. Seamus did a two-volume set of 32 songs that are one from each county. And I picked Mayo tonight because my wife's family is from Mayo. And Mayo finally beat Dublin in the All-Ireland semifinals over the weekend. So up Mayo. After that was a tune from Chambliss and Muse, Jill Chambliss and Scooter Muse, a pair of Alabama-based Celtic musicians, from their album The Lang Away Ships, a tune called The Shepherd Lad. Then I followed that with Tullamore and a tune off their album Six Strings and Coffee Beans and their rendition of the Bobby Burns poem The Lee Rig. They call it, in parentheses, I'll Meet Thee on the Lee Rig. Then you just heard For Green Fields by the Sligo Rags off their 2015 album called If the Skies Be Ablaze. And then the Commoner's tune was What's Your Whiskey For? From a CD of the same title. That was released in 2019, I think, and all original tunes composed by Mouse, the lead singer and manager of the Commoners. And then Carrick Fergus was performed by Celtica off their album called Celtica. So coming up to the top of the hour, be sure and stay tuned after the top of the hour for Musica Mundi, hosted by George F. tonight. And I am going to play a few more tunes from artists that you'll hear and see at Estes Park if you go. Another tune from Sheer off their Winter King album called Eulalia, an Old Blind Dogs tune called Bunker Hill, and then I think I'll close out with another Byrne Brothers tune. I think that's about what I will have time for tonight. So thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the selection of music I've chosen for you tonight. Be sure and patronize all of those who provide support for the music that we are able to bring you, and then head out and support live music at Clancy's Irish Festival, Estes Park, Spanish Peaks, everything that I talked about tonight. And if you want to hear all of the music again, you can find a recording of tonight's show at After FM. So here is Eulalia by Sheer.
Sweet.
comes from Paradise Bound Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, older source for new and used music, buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Music of the Day.